Right, I'm with Darren now. We've just finished the
we have the
turtle. I still can't quite get over calling them turtles.
My justification is they, not that they're green and round like they are in the publicity, but that when you stick them in some water, they swim very fast.
Okay, that's good stuff. I'm feeling a bit blasted. How are you?
Me
feeling?
Me too. Yeah.
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 How do you think that went?
I think that went quite well. Lots of interesting things were written down and said, and three or four sort of common themes seem to come out. So I think we did our job.
Yeah. I think one of the most interesting things that came out of, I think, was the idea of fear.
Mm.
The idea of fear of technology in the creative industries. And I think personally that it's quite important for us to not only get over the fear and catch up, but to, you know, apply ourselves to new technologies and what's coming next, because I think it's quite important for creative industries to tackle and question the new worlds we're building.
Yes.
And how do you feel that we can do that?
I think, first of all, we have to own up to feeling fear. I think there are a lot of people, one gets the sense that there are sort of groups or clubs of people who have no fear and venture into the great technological unknown and create software which is mind-boggling and so on and so forth. And then some others amongst us are standing there going, wait a minute, what? And it's really about sticking your hand up and going, yes, I do have a sense of fear, and I think that does prevent me from taking steps sometimes. That's the first step. Just own up.
Yeah, I think that's a really important part. And then this other interesting idea of replacing code.
The other one is delegate. I've just remembered.
Delegate.
Like we were saying before, if you don't know how to use the tool, find someone who does.
Yeah, you don't have to be an early adopter, but you can connect to the early adopters.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it gives you. It gives you access to information. I have this big thing about there being an information economy now, which is just as important as our economic monetary economy. But I won't.
Knowledge economy, information economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This other idea which came out of it was the current forms of production and distribution.
Yes, and one has to put a little question mark against them because they don't seem to be working anymore. The online world is enormous, almost unmanageable, and that is probably as it should be.
Yeah.
So, therefore, we have to think again about how we go about doing our business in it, as individuals, as companies, whatever, whoever we think we are. In that, we probably have to rethink the model. Otherwise, it won't work for us.
Because I think the phrase that came out of it was that the 20th century has been about marketing scarcity.
Yeah, that was something that was sort of said to me or in my presence a few weeks ago at another Sandbox meeting by a music producer who is, of course, biting his nails about this. And I think there's something in it for us as well as live performers, and that once upon a time you had a certain thing that you were making, you controlled the distribution of it. It seems almost impossible to control the distribution of something once you've made it now.
Yeah.
It's released into the world, into the online world. And people can do what they want with it once they've got their hands on it. So instead, what do you control? What do you market?
Yeah.
What do you sell?
And maybe we consider that actually in the live performative industries, we're really onto something, because what we, I guess, sell is individual and live experience.
Okay. If that's then that's the one.
Can that be replicated? Can it not? But we're not dealing with the same problems as the music industry, really, because they're... Their method of distribution can be replicated so easily. And we're lucky, I guess. We should be lucky.
Yes, or we should be less afraid.
Yes. We've got something. We can hold on to it. And at the moment,
yeah,
the music
it's called
industry
live.
Doesn't. Yeah, well, I mean, the music industry has live as well, which is, you know, what they're having to learn. Thank you very much for
my pleasure.
Running the turtle. It's been a real intense thinking experience, hasn't it?
It was, wasn't it?
But really brilliant.
Good.
Thanks very
Cheers.
Much.
Bye.